Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Twice a week, I've got to dress up as a child and kiss a pedo so I can save 80 quid.
I honestly thought at 30p a litre, I was considering it.
Do you want to know how to get a beautiful beard like mine and to a lesser extent, his?
You can head over to RuneSilk. They are a UK independently owned business that was established in 2018. And the owner, Dan, actually took third place at the 2022 British Beard and Moustache Championship.
Yeah, because so I wasn't there. But well done to him. He knows his beards.
Owned by an actual expert, no less.
Beard champion.
They got loads of oils and balms and aftershave. Yeah. And their flagship product is called the Dark Knight Bedtime Beard Butter. It's something you can put on your face before
smells
bed.
Smells lovely. Definitely better than the average beard of our audience. I can guarantee that. So get on some of this.
They got loads of facial care stuff. They've got cold processed soaps, beard shampoo, conditioner, like, and it's all specially formulated to help remove the fluff and the shine.
The beard druff that you all have.
Make it feel better, you know? Right. And not only that, by the way, they don't just have beard products.
Shut up.
They've got sunglasses, like I'm wearing here.
Yes.
They've got clothing.
Yeah.
They've got all sorts of wallets and things. The sunglasses are really cool. They're made from, like, wood and coffee grounds and all sorts of recycled stuff.
Cool.
Brilliant.
All right, well, what are you waiting for then? Slide over to runesilk.com and throw in the code DMT15 for a cheeky 15% off. Looking for clothes?
No, I'm not, because I am wearing Fradame.
Wow, so am I now. Look how fucking cool I look.
Fradame are a high-end British streetwear label that specialise in quality clothing for all different shapes and sizes.
Yeah, that's why they've chosen us, so they can prove that they can clothe the fat and the lanky.
I really like what they've done here. I love the hoodie, I love the pants, it's really comfortable, and it's washed dead well as well.
Everything is properly good quality, like, everything's really, like, nice heavyweight fabrics, that dead soft as well, all the collars and cuffs, all the detailing's really nice. I've honestly not stopped wearing them since they sent me a load of stuff.
And one of the designs that they sent us has actually been featured in GQ magazine.
Fuck yeah.
So if you want to check them out, if you want to have a look what they're all about, head over to their website, fradame.co.uk. That's fradime.co.uk. Or check them out on Instagram at fradame.uk.
And they are co-signed by me, the most stylish member of this podcast.
Warning. The following podcast contains extreme language and themes and is not suitable for all audiences.
Hello and welcome to Dead Man Talking with me, Ron Mulholland, him, a big fat cunt, and Lil Not Gay Tom.
Hello.
Hello to everybody who is watching and listening around the world, wherever you are.
It's like a children's presenter.
That's what I'm going for today. Yeah. Yeah. Going to do some fiddling.
I'm really...
Freddy's dressed like the bear, not just a fat gay man. I mean, the chef.
Am I?
You've got a little chefy vibe today.
Really?
Yeah. Look, you've been nibbling your own meals a little bit too much. But if the chef was like, you know, like 90% montage of him just going, oh, I'll have a little bit of that.
I always thought I'd really like being a chef.
Yeah.
And then I tried a have a word
thing
when I was in the kitchen, and it's fucking shit.
Yes, yeah, it's a shit job.
Shit. It's a fucking shite job.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
dreadful.
My mate reckons it's the most stressful job in the world, and he used to be in the army.
It is insane. The level
it's
of,
up there. It's up there.
The level of stress is wild, and you get paid fuck all. Like, that's the wild thing. You do crazy hours in the most intense, stressful environment. You get paid fuck all. It's a mental job. And like loads of chefs listen to this, you fucking stupid cunts.
People complain a lot as well about restaurants.
No,
I think that's the place where people complain the most.
My problem with it is that, like, I like cooking, right? Yeah. And I like cooking for people because I like, you know, to enjoy it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
But here's the thing. You never get to see the people enjoy it because it just leaves and then that's the end of it. So the best bit you don't get, and you don't get to eat it, obviously, so it's gone. And also, no chef at a restaurant makes a dish from start to finish.
Sure, you're doing your bit.
So every dish will be prepared by like four people or three people or whatever. One of them's done the meat, one of them's done the potatoes, and so you don't really feel like you've actually done anything, even though you've done fucking loads. It's shite. It's a shit job.
Yeah, like I considered it for a while, but I hate it. Like I really like cooking when I've got just as long as I want and there's no stress. If there's a timing thing, I hate it when you've got to bring a load of things together at the same time as well. That's when I start getting stressed out. And that's just your day all
just,
day.
Just that stresses you.
No, like,
isn't
pretty,
that
pretty...
all cooking?
Yeah, yeah. No, it depends.
Do you like cooking apples?
No, but you can make stuff where, like, if I'm doing, like, you know, like a big pot of something with some rice, that's fine. But when there's, like, you know, when there's, like, a bunch of things that have got to come together, that's when it gets fucking stressful. Yeah. Like, I just don't like it.
That's just maths.
Yeah, maths. You saw me the other week trying to times by 10. Maths is stressful.
Yeah, no, I fucking...
Just keeping track of everything. I can't do that. My brain's stupid, isn't it? So, like, I just can't keep... I can't keep multiple things going. I can just do one thing at a time.
This
is where you need an alarm.
But like,
I use alarms when I'm...
I'll forget to put them on. Like, chefs are like assholes as well. Like, they proper treat it like, you know, like head chefs, like, treat it like they are, like, running the army.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, it matters that much. Like, you know, they're like, the amount of, like, abuse they're giving each other. It's like, mate, you're making a fucking burger. Do you want to wind your neck in?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you're not fucking Picasso.
Actually, I don't mind if a chef's an arsehole if they're in like a top kitchen.
Sure, all right, yeah.
But if they're in like a fucking Wagamama's, it's like, shut up. The food comes when it comes.
You know the worst thing, and I've only noticed this in a few years, I think it's an American thing, is when chefs call each other chef.
Yeah, that's always been a thing.
That's just stupid. Just use names.
Yeah,
if you go, chef, and then everyone will go, what? Just use names.
No, they don't. Everyone go, what? Because they just say that's the head chef. So it's
just a head chef thing.
They don't say it to like the guy peeling potatoes, mate.
What was
like,
that program about the sandwich shop, that American one that everyone loves?
Subway.
No, the program, the TV show.
The Subway show?
No, the recent TV show.
Recent TV show about a sandwich shop.
Yeah, it's in like New York or somewhere. We were talking about it. I can't remember what it's called. It's very famous.
Are you talking about Cat's Deli?
No, I can't remember. Anyway, everyone calls each other chef in that, and it's really confusing. Right. They don't have names.
Maybe they're all called chef.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they've just got a really lazy writer. Just couldn't come up with names for all the characters.
So
I'm going to call this one Chef. Maybe Freddy wrote all the character names. This is Mr. Chef.
I'll have you know that I know quite a few spells now.
Oh. I'm so sorry. I do apologize.
I've been nailing it.
Yeah. If anyone who isn't aware what this is in reference to, Freddie started playing Hogwarts Legacy because he is a six-year-old girl. And then he named his character. He had free reign, spent 40 minutes thinking of a character name, and came up with Mr. Wizard.
Anyway.
How's Mr. Wizard getting on?
Well, Mr. Wizard.
Did Transiciono, is now Mrs. Wizard.
Thinking about it, what was your old stage name?
Mr. Wizard.
Tubby! Not great at naming things.
Yeah, but you can't call him Tubby Wizard, can you?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you didn't use much imagination in that name either.
Yeah,
no.
Just looked in a mirror.
Anyway.
Even Freddie Quinn is quite a boring name for a man.
What the fuck is this? Tom?
Yeah, like, I didn't name my own name up. You could have gone for anything.
Yeah.
And not, you went for not Reddy gay, Quinn.
Not gay Tom's a really fun name.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it also means that he's not gay, unlike you, who is fat and gay.
Let me just say, Mr. Wizard is doing quite well at Hogwarts, but the one criticism of the game that I'm having is that it's too easy.
Sorry, this game for children is too easy, is it?
I am flying through it.
This game for non-binary 12-year-olds.
Well, I haven't discounted the possibility that I might just be very good at it.
You think you might be some sort of esports champion at Hogwarts Legacy?
There is a chance that I might just be gifted.
Have you played it online? That's where you find out. You've got to play against some Korean children.
I don't even know how to do that. Yeah. I don't even know how to play online. I didn't even know that you could do that until...
I don't know if you can on that game. Clearly I've never played it because I'm an adult man.
But do you know what is... The game itself is clearly very impressive. Like, you're going around and you're like, wow, games have come on quite a lot. But...
It's such a grandma looking at it. Wow, those games have come on a lot, haven't they? I remember Pong.
But my problem with it is that, ostensibly, you're just doing jobs. You're just going around doing jobs for people.
You said this about Red Dead Redemption as
well. It's just jobs.
I think it's most games, really.
You've got to do tasks. You've got to do things.
It's just admin. It just feels like I can't play the game the way I want to play the game.
How do you want to play the game?
I want to go, everybody who wants something from me, no.
You just want to be left alone. You just want to sit quietly in a dark room. That's what you want the whole game to be. Mr. Wizard sits in silence and no one talks to him.
Why is there no food in this game? Yes.
I don't mind the fighting.
On Red Dead, you can just cook things and eat them. You could just do that.
I don't mind the fighting, you know, the fighting bits. Yeah. But it's few and far between. Like, the other day, it was like...
It's a fucking Hogwarts game. You're simulating going to school. You're not in the fucking UFC.
Well, I should have downloaded UFC, shouldn't I?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Mr. Fighter.
I think you should get into the Uncharted games. They're very linear. They're just like set pieces. There's no like wandering around. It's you do this bit, you do this bit, you do this bit. I think you'd like that.
I'm not enjoying it at the moment. There's enough stuff to enjoy, but there's no way in hell I'll finish it. There's no way in hell. I've got another 3 or 4 hours worth of enjoyment left, and then I'm probably done.
Then Mr. Wizard will be left to his own devices.
Yeah. I've got something else that I'm going to get addicted to anyway.
Oh, yeah? What are you working on? Because obviously, for anybody who hasn't been with us for the last few months, Freddie has had a major lifestyle change and has been forced into giving up booze and caffeine and some of his favourite disgusting foods. So now we're trying to find him a new vice, something else to be addicted to. Hogwarts isn't sticking. So what else have we got, Freddie?
MMA.
Participating?
So hear me out. I've got a dilemma.
He's going to try and do Rikishi's stink face in UFC.
I did the roast yesterday, and there was a guy in the front row with his missus, and I was talking to them, and the guy runs and owns an MMA gym.
Sure.
And so I was talking to him about that. And then he reached out to me on Instagram, and he said, look, he said, you know, if you are interested, you know, I'll have you down completely free of charge. We'll do private classes. You can do other stuff. Like, you know, we will help train
That's
you
and amazing stuff offer.
And get you back to... However, at the roast, I might have made a joke about his missus being flat-chested. And I don't know if he's just going to kick the shit out of me. So I honestly think there's a 50-50 that he's just going to bring me down and swap me.
Oh, well, I see you've got to take a gamble.
His missus was wearing like a, you know, like a mesh top that was kind of see-through.
What, like a Norwegian at a gay rave?
Yeah. And I went brave wearing that with them tits.
Pot and kettle.
She's very nice, though. She seems to take it in her stride. But there's always a thing that when a
disgusting fat man comments on a woman's tits.
There's also a tension. I think he's going to get me down there and then get me in a figure four leg lock.
Are you
going to
do it? A figure four leg lock.
I don't know what they do.
Oh, yeah, he's going to do the people's elbow on you. If you get into a figure four leg lock in a UFC fight, you are fucked up badly. If you somehow manage to let someone put that on without lying still, fuck me, it's gone bad.
If UFC was more like wrestling, I'd watch it.
Yeah.
Just watch wrestling?
Yeah, but that's not real.
Which bits of wrestling do you want in UFC?
The worm.
Right. You want people, you want two cool.
I want finishers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want.
But like some people almost do. Like Meatball Molly kept doing a spinning elbow and knocking people out over and over again, and it was sick. You know, yeah. Some people have like stuff like that. You know, there's like particular punches or kicks they might do like repeatedly. That, you know.
Yeah, I just find it a bit fucking like. I just think it's all the people that like UFC.
Yeah.
By and large, not all, but by and large, most of them are people I don't like.
Yeah, the UFC fan base is fucking terrible, to be fair. It is like real scumbags and like douches. And every like...
It's when people are like, oh, I've got tickets to watch the UFC live. You're like, oh, why would you want to sit next to a guy fucking abusing steroids?
In a tap-out
t-shirt. Yeah.
But like it's that, and then it'll be like someone who owns a vape shop, and then like the guy who does too much cheap coke in his hometown and wants to fight everyone. But then like also there'll be like the world's worst dictators. Like anyone in the world, like if there's ever a country where they throw gay people off buildings, like there'll always be a fighter from that country who's like pictured with that dude after their fight. They're like, yeah, it's like Hamza is always hanging around with like there's some dude from like Georgia or some shit who's like the worst on earth, and like he's always with fighters like, hey. There's loads of fucked up shit with it. The business of it's fucked, but watching people get kicked in the head's fucking sick.
So. Are there any gay MMA fighters?
Oh, interesting. I don't actually know. I think there must be. There must be.
Because I would watch a solely gay, well, MM gay, and it's just
Israel Adesanya did start like he did dry bomb someone while he was fighting him.
That seems gay.
A lot of it is quite gay. Yeah. Oh yeah, there's loads of lesbians.
The BBC have got a story. Why are there no openly gay male MMA fighters?
Right. Yeah. There you go. Tons of lesbians, obviously.
Well, yeah. The fact that you've Googled gay MMA fighters and there's a list and there's three just under the letter A.
Yeah, yeah, for women. Yeah. I would say, are there any heterosexual women fighters in the UFC? I don't know. I'm not sure. But yeah, are you going to go do it then? Are you going to go?
I'm thinking about it.
I think that'd be fucking sick. That's an amazing offer. I don't know. Like, going from no exercise to MMA training feels like a 0-60, though, is the only problem. I would maybe do something more gentle.
Do a HIIT class, maybe, for... Yeah.
My biggest...
I think Freddie should do DDP yoga. Right, it's like DDP, he calls it DDPY, it's not yoga. It's like the ex-wrestler, Diamond Dallas Page. And like, I fucking love watching his YouTube videos. He gets fat cripples and he gets them to like do these like program. And like, he gets people who are on crutches who can't stand up. Do you remember Butterbean? The big fat boxer who knocked out Johnny Knoxville in Jackass 1?
Yeah.
He's fucked now, right? Surprisingly. You know, who'd have known his career wasn't sustainable, right? And he was all
Googling Butterbean now.
Yeah. He was all hunched over and like he couldn't stand up, like he couldn't walk without a walker. And he started doing DDP stuff. And like it starts off, you can do stuff in bed.
Oh, them poor tits. Look at them.
That is it really looks like he's lost weight everywhere but his tits.
Yeah. It's like Freddie. But yeah, and he like could barely stand up. And I watched this YouTube video of him like doing all the thing and go through. And like now he's like, he can walk and stuff. It's fucking sick. Like it's really cool. Like, because he like made a program so you can do it from your bed if you're like fucked and you can start it anywhere. It's like if all you can do is move your toe. He's like, you start with that and you work up. I watch these videos and I get all misty-eyed.
I do like watching programs about really fat people who can't leave their house and stuff. That's my favourite. 100 Pound Sisters is the funniest program.
That is really funny.
It's
so funny.
100 Pound, you mean 1,000 Pound?
1,000 Pound Sisters,
100 Pound Sisters.
Yeah, yeah. A couple of anorexics.
Completely underweight people.
Yeah, going, you fat bitches.
I would also watch that.
Yeah, we can't leave our house, we'll get blown away. Just, one of them steps out and it's a gust.
Falls down a grid.
I do love it. I've been watching a great program on Channel 4 called Around the World in 80 Ways. What they do is they get a bunch of fat cunts and they take them around the world to like different countries to see how they deal with fat cunts. So they went to Japan and they were all like crying because they go to this Japanese market and they're like, oh, have you got this in my size? And they're like, no. No.
Get the trailer up Around the World in 80 Ways.
Well, funny.
It sounds exactly like my sort of thing, though.
Yeah, I will tell you about my favourite character in a minute. It's so funny, right? Like, there's loads of funny bits in it.
Oh, here we go. Japan's view of overweight.
There you go.
People.
There's a 30-second video. That's perfect. Here we go. Okay. This is. I think this will be the exact clip I was talking about just then. I'm going to click play, bottom left corner.
This was my first time to see bigger people. There are not many big people in Japan because a lot of Japanese people are very disciplined. We believe that economy is very important. Mm-hmm. So if you are...
Is that Ronaldo?
Yeah, it really does look like Ronaldo now.
You're too big and then you stand out too much. And then it kind of destroyed a harmony in the society. in a way.
Really?
You are so fat, you destroy the harmony in our society.
You're so fat, you're making everyone unhappy.
Yeah. So the way she's saying it is to be like, I'm very polite.
Yeah.
You are destroying the fabric of our society. That,
the Japanese episode is my favourite one because everyone's so polite and so lovely and they see that there's no malice. There's absolutely nothing in it. They just don't have the thing of like, don't fat shame people. They're like, no, but you are very fat and that is bad. Just like that all the way through. My favourite character in it, she wasn't in that clip, right? She's a woman. Her thing is, right, is intuitive eating, right? She's like...
What?
This is a genuine quote for her, right? So,
so hang about. By intuitive eating, does she mean when she's hungry, she eats?
Basically, she trusts her body to intuitively know what it needs. So she listens to her body, right? And her genuine justification, this, I swear this is a quote from this program. You will see if you watch it. She goes, right... So, sometimes my body needs a pizza, right?
I'm not even finished.
That isn't even the retarded bit.
Is she half Italian?
She's half a ton, right? Apparently, she's never intuited that she needed a fucking salad and a jog, right? I haven't even finished the sentence. She goes, sometimes my body needs a pizza, and if I don't give it that pizza, I'll maybe end up eating 5 or 6 pizzas.
Wait.
Her logic is she has to eat a pizza so she doesn't accidentally eat 5 or 6 pizzas. And it's like, but if you just eat no pizzas... Or half a pizza. Have you ever thought about that?
That doesn't even...
You have to eat one... To eat 5 or 6.
Yeah.
You have to. One pizza is very much the gateway to 5 or 6 pizzas.
Because what she does is she starts with the 5th one first.
Right, works her way past.
A countdown.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just so glad I didn't have my first pizza tonight.
Yeah.
I did have the subsequent 4.
That's
it's one of the most baffling, infuriating things.
Can you Google intuitive eating, see what comes up? Because I always thought intuitive eating was just going, I'm quite hungry, I'm going to eat. Because that's the intuition of your body saying you're hungry.
Uh-huh, but also that doesn't work because like we have a diet that isn't what our body would intuit. You know?
Ten one there, 10 principles of intuitive eating.
Yeah. See, like some of it, like the thing is, there are some things when I read into this a little bit and some of it, makes some sense. And it works if you intuit like an adult who thinks about things. If you just go, this means I can have whatever I want, whenever I want, you'll be 40 stone like that stupid bitch.
I'm just an intuitive smackhead.
This is it. This is exactly it. I used to intuit that my body needed a bottle of whiskey every day.
I have started the practice of intuitive paedophilia. it's where you only touch one kid.
Yeah.
Because if you don't...
You might touch 5 or 6 children.
I might, that's one for each finger.
It's just what my body needs.
Sorry, guys. I'm on a new scheme and I'm intuiting something at the moment. So, sorry. I'm afraid I'm going to have an intuitive wank.
And it really helps me if you intuitively don't like it.
So, reject the diet. Number one, reject the diet mentality.
Again, this is a thing where she misinterpreted this. So, reject the diet mentality is really good advice if you're trying to lose weight. Don't go on a diet. Change your lifestyle. Change it forever. Don't make it a thing that you're on for a while. Yeah. But what she went was like, I won't ever change my diet.
Yeah.
Rejected.
This is the second one that she's fucked up.
Yeah. Recognize your hunger. Now, that means that, like, you know, if you're hungry, maybe you should eat something. But it doesn't mean that's a pizza.
Well, also it says stop eating when you're full.
That bit she's not good at. Because she looks like someone who races her stomach to eat as much as she can before she's full.
Make peace with food.
Yeah, have some peas. That's a good idea. Come on.
The British Heart Foundation have put this on.
Yeah. But the thing is, because what they're saying makes sense. It's the interpretation that's wrong. Right. Like, they're saying, you know, if you stigmatise, like, certain foods and build them up in your head, then they become a problem. If, like, the idea of cheat meals is fucked up.
Do you know what? Yeah. This is stupid, this, because if you go up to number three, still to number three, no foods are off limits. Allowing yourself to have the foods banned by restrictive diets removes any guilt. Blah, blah, blah. Eating what you actually want might mean you feel more satisfied with your meal. If you deny yourself, you might have to go to have unhealthy snacks anyway.
Yeah, that's retarded.
But here's the thing is...
Just don't have healthy snacks.
No foods are off limits. Yeah. Well, a bag of sugar.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
a
yeah.
block of butter.
Yeah.
Like
child's penis.
It's quite the delicacy.
It really is, yes.
Thing is, though.
It's just a cultural thing.
Thing is, though.
Here on Epstein's Island.
Well, it's better to have a child's penis than an adult one because less calories.
Yeah, but it never fills you up.
That's true, yeah.
The amount of times, later. The amount of times you have a child's penis and then later on you're like,
oh, I've had five or six. Damn intuition.
I can't have them in the house now. I've just gone through them all.
That's it. The only bit you need to be strong is in the shop. If you don't bring home five or six child penises.
Well, you know what they say, a moment on the lips, a lifetime in prison.
Yeah, that one's stupid. That make peace with food. But like this, you know, feel your fullness at number five. Challenge of food, please, bollocks. But like, feel the fullness. This is one she skipped, right? This is where...
Is feel the fullness not recognise you're hungry? Is that not the same thing?
Yeah, they're really stretching this list out.
Yeah,
they're
it's really, not 10, is it?
It's not 10. It's like 3. It's like 3. And like, the thing is, like, yeah, you're meant to eat a lot of high protein stuff, eat slowly, eat smaller portions and make sure, you know, all that sort of stuff. That's all good advice. It isn't... None of this, you'll notice, on the British Heart Foundation website says, hey, if you feel like you need a pizza, eat one in case you eat five or six.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's really misinterpreted it. And, like, I don't think you can be sat there when you have to go on a TV programme to lose weight because you're such a fat cunt, going, nah, I've got it cracked. I just listen to me body and it's perfect. It's you are diabetic.
What's the maximum amount of pizza you think you could eat for £1 million?
For £1 million, I could get stuck in. I've eaten an 18-inch pizza in a sitting.
Yeah, maximum amount of 12-inch pizzas.
I could...
How long... Have I got a time limit?
An hour.
Definitely 3.
I think 3's your top.
I can definitely do 3. After that, I'm really
struggling. I think your 3's your top.
I think 3 if I had enough planning.
3 might be roughly equivalent area to like an 18-inch as well, because it's like exponential.
Yeah. Like... I think 3's your...
I think 3's my
three,
real
12-inch.
The 12 I'll put down without thinking.
Do I have to eat the crusts?
Yes, that's the pizza.
Don't like the crust.
You fuck, that's pathetic.
That's ridiculous.
I need some like mayonnaise or something.
That is such a pathetic child's
opinion. It's just dry. There's no flavour.
I bet he has a stuffed crust, doesn't he?
I don't like stuffed crust either. They're just too dry. There's no...
Depends
the toppings
on
the best
fucking
bit.
Pizza. Like, they vary wildly.
Oh, if it's a very
pizza.
Thin crust... Then I'll eat it.
Oh, wow.
But like a big,
oh,
thick
thank
one.
You, Tom. Oh, how generous of you. I mean, that you will lower yourself to eat a crust.
Generously eating crust. I just don't want to eat it.
Pathetic.
But
yeah, you've got to eat
them. They're very dry and bready and not very flavoured. It's the worst bit of pizza, definitely.
Get a little dip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Depends
I'll eat
on the
a dip.
Crust.
I'll eat you with a dip.
Depends on the crust. I was dead pleased the other day. I met an Italian man. Right, I was chatting in the gym to an Italian man. Made a little gym friend.
What was his name?
Matteo.
Is that what you're going with?
That is genuinely his name.
Matteo.
Yeah. I had a little chat to him and I name dropped up. I was like, oh, have you tried the pizza at Nell's in Manchester? And he goes, it's the best pizza in Manchester. And now we're best friends. I absolutely smashed it. So I was so pleased. I called out the right pizza place and he was like, this guy gets it.
See, if that was...
I thought Freddie was the gay one.
See...
And then I sucked him off.
If that was
that
me...
That pizza crust is... Mwah, mwah, mwah.
If that was me, I'd have held up a bag to his face and gone, I've got a full Italian in here.
Just so I don't have five or six on my way home.
And we would have never spoken ever again.
Around the World 80 Ways is very funny.
Do you remember that show Super Size versus Super Skinny?
I do.
That was an amazing show.
So irresponsible.
We tried to get the guy on here.
Oh, no, that was Fat Families, and I just forgot to reply to him, so we should try and get back on. He was well up for it, and then I just I spazzed out. But that was Fat Families, not Super Size versus Super Skinny.
Just
Super Size, Super Skinny was so irresponsible.
A little Google of Super Size versus
Do you not remember
skinny?
It?
No, not really.
They got an anorexic and a fat cunt and got them to swap diets.
Oh, that's funny.
And it was like just these sad anorexics picking at massive plates of like...
Just the
food.
Photos of them was brilliant.
Yeah.
It was like...
I mean, let's watch a little bit on YouTube.
It's wildly unethical.
I know, but these are like 45 minutes
No,
long.
The first one is the
It's 44
actual...
minutes
it's
long.
No, that's not the long. First one. The first thing. There.
Yeah, that's the whole channel.
That's the channel, so you'll be able to pick one from there.
I was trying to speed things up and you
They're all
45
minutes. Not very long. They're all full episodes.
They're all full episodes.
That's where they put the full episodes, yeah.
Is it? Christ.
Yeah. Anyway.
Apology accepted.
I don't think you really need to, like, there you go.
You just need to look at the pictures.
This,
the
you
pictures
get it.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. Which would you rather?
What, fuck?
Oh, the thin one.
The
definitely.
Thin one, yeah, without just. It's less gross fucking an anorexic person than the fattest person.
I don't know. The fattest, yeah.
All right.
Like, there is a point of anorexia where it's like, hey.
Yeah, I know, but it's still less gross, isn't it?
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
I think it's sadder anorexic than dead fat.
Reminds you of Auschwitz.
It does. I'm trying to come, and I do it too quickly because I thought about Auschwitz.
It is a very good diet, the Auschwitz. Do you reckon Auschwitz was originally spelt with two I's? Because it was a hit class. Like Auschwitz.
No? That's...
It was a bit laboured.
That was really laboured.
That's the stupidest, shittest thing you've ever said.
Yeah. If you run a train on an anorexic girl, that's called an Auschwitz. And we're back, baby!
We're back! But yeah, thinner over
Auschwitz
fat,
with two eyes.
With two eyes.
Because it's like a hit class.
Yeah. But it'd be in Germany, so it'd look like an umlaut. So it'd be like Auschwitz. Yeah.
It's a good diet, the Auschwitz diet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nothing but gas.
Yeah, it works. Gas for breakfast.
Yeah.
Dead.
How many sins is gas?
Oh, it's quite a lot, about 7 million.
Oh. Maybe we should do our own version of Supersize versus Skinny.
I thought you were going to say maybe we should do our own version of Auschwitz then. I was like, no.
We're going to have an interactive art installation at Dead Meat. We could have our long train that we've drawn that people could walk down. At the end, there'll be a shower, but we won't kill them. We'll just wash our fans.
That might kill them.
Yeah. It'd upset the delicate balance.
Our own version of Supersize versus Super Skinny.
Yeah.
You'd want me as Supersize, wouldn't you?
Yes.
I mean, what else are you going to be?
So who'd be super skinny?
Problem is, I'm not super skinny anymore. We'd have to do this about 5 years ago when you were super fat and I was super skinny. Mm. And we could have swapped diets. Yeah. But, you know, I eat quite a lot now.
You see, I never used to eat loads throughout the day. I would have one massive meal.
It must have been so big.
I'd just gorge.
It must have been so big. Like, how big was, like, your average big tea?
I could easily eat a pack of pasta. Like a full pack.
What, like this big?
Yeah.
That's 10 meals.
Yeah, I
would say if I'm having spaghetti, I will have like 2/3 of a pack, and that's like monstrous, and people gasp when they see the amount of spaghetti I eat. A full pack.
Yeah.
You're a very tall man, though. You need.
I'm 6'7" as well. Yeah,
easily.
Like, I'm huge.
Spaghetti's nice.
Spaghetti is nice. That wasn't my problem with it, Freddie.
Yeah, exactly.
I wasn't like, spaghetti? That wasn't the fucking issue, was it? It was the quantity of spaghetti.
I always want more pasta. Always.
Yeah.
So you just make it all.
Yeah, but like, you know, that's why you shouldn't do intuitive eating.
I have one bag of pasta.
Just in case.
So that you don't have five bags.
Five, six. Yeah. You don't want to, you know, it's good intuition there, Freddie. Nice.
I've sent some stuff over.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've got some... a really funny little bit today. So,
I like the subject of this one. All the small things, Blink-182 Tom.
Yeah, that's good.
So,
good little music reference. Nice one, Freddie.
Have you heard about the YouTuber that's being investigated for paedophilia?
Which one?
So,
is it Vouch?
Is it so, you?
I think it's Vouch. Yeah. Right. So he accidentally was on a live stream and he accidentally brought up his, you know, every guy's got like a little folder on the computer.
I actually don't.
Do you not?
Sure. No.
I've got a little folder on my computer.
Well, you download porn.
It's all on I've never got close to running out of internet porn.
No, I don't like ever watching the same one twice.
Yeah. I would keep it moving.
No, but
I don't even save like, I do it private browsers, so there isn't even a thing where you press P on my computer and you can find what I've been looking at. Like, I keep it private.
I have some like images and stuff. So if I need to have a quick wank, you know, sometimes you need a quick wank.
Yeah.
The internet is so fast now. Like,
yeah, but I don't want to be looking through videos and stuff. I get distracted.
What images are they?
So if I'm not telling you what images.
What are in the images?
It's your mum.
Are they legal?
And your dad.
These are right.
Well, you have to save them.
Yeah.
How much might leave?
Yeah. It's not porn. It's just family photos. It's just like his wedding day, wedding pictures.
Can I have a look?
I just like tugging one out because I know what's going to happen. Do you know what I mean?
You're not in any of the photos. He made you hold the camera.
So anyway, this guy was on his life and he brought up his fucking folder accidentally. And some of them were like this special kind of Japanese...
Lolly Hentai is called Larry. It's named after Lolita.
Yeah.
You know, the Nabokov novel.
So it's you're trying to guess which one it is, aren't you?
Well, you just said Japanese, so I thought I'd go away early, but it's not that one.
Nope.
But like, I've also seen a couple of little clips of this guy talking about this that are very damning. Is this what you got?
So this is his excuse for watching Japanese kind of kids.
Right. I will also follow this up with something as well for you.
I honestly love this. Yeah. I thought it was... Like, you know when you're guilty,
yeah,
when the excuse that you're making, yeah, is just ridiculous.
Oh, I'm delighted. I've got another clip. I should have sent you this, but I will, in a second, I will find you a thing to follow this.
Okay. The other one is like a threesome with two chicks and a guy. And in retrospect, looking at it, knowing now that that artist is a lolicon, yeah, I can see it. When I looked at it, I think the vibe that I got was like, short stack thick kind of thing, you know what I mean? Like the way like goblins get drawn in porn. You'll have to entertain me for a moment on this presumed shared knowledge of how goblins get drawn in pornography, but you know how they're all like thick short stacks, right?
No, so he was watching child porn and he thought it was goblins.
Yeah.
How ugly were these kids?
Yeah. that'd be the worst thing, is if your kid was in child porn and some guy was caught with
it was a goblin.
Sorry, your child is thick as in fat, like a goblin.
Oh, I thought it was Lord of the Rings or something, looking at that fucking minger.
Fucking Lord of the Mings.
I thought it was a fucking Uruk Hai.
Oh, my God.
That is an amazing excuse. I thought it was goblin porn. It's fucking wild, isn't it? I like the bit where he goes, you know how they're drawn in pornography? So what do you mean drawn? Pornography is filmed, fucking freak. Like, I find it so weird people masturbating to drawings. Why don't you just draw a pair of tits on a pad and knock one out to that? I find it so weird. It's also gay. A man drew that. You're gay.
Yeah, but you could say that about filmed, but like a man filmed that.
Yeah, but I'm looking at a woman's pussy. Like,
no, yeah, exactly. A drawing is an idea from a man's mind.
Yeah. It's come out of a man's hand.
I think most porn, though, the idea has come from a man's mind.
Sure, but I'm looking at a woman's pussy. That's the main event.
I thought...
Not just a drawing of what I think is a goblin, but is actually a child.
I thought that this was a little goblin that I was masturbating to.
So, like, this guy is, like, he's absolutely fucked. So, like, there's a big podcast, H3N3. It's, like, a massive internet podcast. And they, like, a big thing they do is sort of, like, you know, looking at, like, creators who are scumbags and that. And then, like, I saw some clips of this dude. They're like, we don't even need to find it. I'll just tell you what fucking happened. Basically, they found two clips of him from separate streams where they were like, here's piece of evidence A and here's piece of evidence B. Piece of evidence A is this dude on a stream going like, look, right, I've never, like, done it on purpose, but, like, sometimes, you know, you look back after you've had a wank and you're like, oh, fuck, some of those drawings were a bit young. You know, some of those are like, oh, and then like, you realise, oh, actually, some of those were lolly. Right, he's
that
like saying that.
Doesn't
what
make...
is lolly? I've never heard of this.
It's
before.
Like hentai, so like Japanese drawing stuff, kid porn.
Right,
Lolita is from, like, you know, like the book about.
Because in Japan, literally drawing child porn isn't illegal.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind
loads
of like
of it.
It's kind of a thing that everybody accepts is all right. Yeah. Nobody.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
No,
it's
no,
actually
no.
Very controversial, but it's
no,
like,
but I
it's
mean,
there.
They go. Well, it's not. Child porn, it's just a drawing, so
yeah. But like, so he was like, you know, we've all been there, you know, you've had a white, you look back and you go, ooh, I think some of those might have been child
that,
porn.
That literally does not exist as a concept.
No, I have firstly never wanked to a cartoon,
no,
not once.
No, I
literally
couldn't.
Not once.
I don't think I could.
There are full videos of women with like people's heads up their cunt. What more do you need?
I might be able to whack one out to a photorealistic drawing.
I mean, I definitely could in a pinch, you know, but it's never going to be my first choice. If you're on the internet, you can dial up whatever you fucking want super specifically. If you're choosing a drawing, that's weird.
I'm definitely going to be able to masturbate to AI.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the new videos that have come out?
My God.
They're amazing.
I will. All right. Just to finish off this point before we jump on to the next one. And also, this is going to upset me, isn't it? Like the second clip was of this dude going, hey, and he's on a totally separate stream and he's like, I don't buy it when people are like watch lolly and then say it's unconnected to like feelings towards actual children. That's insane. Obviously, if you're watching lolly, then you're into fucking kids. And they were just like, Ta-da!
Wow.
That guy said that. Yeah. So it's like, you don't like goblins, you little pedo. Yeah.
Also, nobody likes goblins.
Oh, no. I reckon even other goblins would watch human porn.
I think I'd rather say I'm a paedophile than I'd like to fuck goblins.
Yeah, 100%. If I was like masturbating to a Lord of the Rings cartoon and someone caught me, they'd be like, it's child porn. Don't worry, it's child porn.
It's Madeline. It's Madeline.
I was watching.
Goblins.
Goblin porn.
I mean. There's famously nothing attractive about goblins. They're
famously
gross little fucking creatures. Yeah. And I know
and
this.
Dwarves.
I know this because Mr. Wizard's been to Gringotts Bank. Had to break out of there. And I did.
Fucking hell. The Army of the Dead needs you. Join us at patreon.com/deadmentalkpod to get even more from this podcast. If you love it, you can get an extra episode every week. We've got loads of specials on there. There's more stuff going up all the time. And most importantly, you are the reason, you who've signed up to the Army of the Dead, are the reason that we can go so hard. The reason we don't need to give a fuck about upsetting anybody is that we have you behind us. So join us at patreon.com/deadmentalkpod. Get yourself a free trial for a week. If you like, it's £3 a month. You get loads of extra stuff. Now, here's a little taster of a recent episode from Patreon for you to enjoy.
My wife had our wonderful second child 2 years ago.
And now her fanny's dry as fuck.
She was diagnosed with postnatal depression, and I have been trying to support her where I can. Extra school runs, encourage her to do various fun acts, housework, etc. Oh, extra housework, etc.
Tweet, did you think fun acts was where that ended?
Well, I thought it was fun activities such as housework.
You know, darling, that fun stuff you do with the iron and the broom.
You love that.
You're always giggling as you do with the hoovering.
Encourages to do fun activities, extra housework, etc. I've not had sex for 2 years as the medication she is on has ruined her libido. How do I kickstart our sex life? I'm a hands-on husband with house chores and life admin as it is, and I've taken up exercise, lost 1.5 stone, to keep on top of my own appearance. I've tried date nights and organised babysits, etc., but nothing seems to get her interested. I would rate myself at least a 7, so I'm not a total minger.
Cheat on her.
This is our best...
I knew that'd be your answer. It's your answer to everything. Cheat on your missus.
Tax returns late. Cheat on your missus.
You'll probably get away with it as well.
Oh, yeah, she's not looking. She doesn't care.
No, she's like, not. The only thing that she's looking at is the baby, trying not to shake it to death. Fucking hell.
Fucking hell. You'd think I'd be used to it. Every now and again, you still rug pull me.
She's just there at home like, fucking...
Not today, baby!
Yeah, and you're like, why won't you do that to my dick?
Treat it like it's the baby.
Put a pillow over it. Pillow over my knob and suffocate it.
Why are you trying to put my dick down the laundry chute?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So, are you showing me AI videos that are going to make me sad?
Oh, yeah. Right, so...
This is insane. Do you
remember? I know they're insane. This is what upsets me. They're really good.
No, but a year ago...
I know! This is what upsets me! It's incredibly fast how good they're getting.
Yeah,
that's the sad... That's the scary thing.
So, do you remember a year ago there was the Will Smith eating spaghetti thing?
Yeah.
And it was like... Did you never see that?
Well, like a year ago, they had, like, fucking 19 fingers, you know, like...
There's a thing that went viral, Will Smith eating spaghetti, and it was an AI-generated thing... And it was literally like a fucking fever dream.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Everybody was like, ah, this is ridiculous. 1 year later, and the
fucking.
So this is just, it gets exponentially better.
Like, it's just text to videos. You're just writing what you want, and it comes up with this. This is Chinese Year of the Dragon. It's just amazing. Like, it's incredible. Yeah. It's terrifying.
The world
but
is fucked.
I'm going to use it loads.
Sure. We're all going to use it loads, and the world is fucked. We are absolutely fucked.
Look at this guy. Close to a man in glasses.
Yeah.
That's a real man. That's got to be a real man.
How do we prove anything? We are fucked. Literally everything now, you go, that's AI. Like, we're literally at the point where you can't have truth. It's fucked. Like, can we stop watching these? Do they genuinely really upset me? Like, I really hate it.
Let's
like,
watch more then.
Nah, like, it just, it makes, it creeps me out.
It's going to be so funny.
That's a lovely dog. What's creepy about that? It's a lovely
dog. In a couple of weeks, people are going to be like, have you got any videos this week, Tom? It's just AI.
This is it. This is it, though. Like, you know, we're not going to be able to believe literally anything. Like, it just... Every time I see one and you're like, look, wow, amazing it's got. It's like, that's even more sad. Like, the more it gets good, the more troubling it is. And it's going to be so far beyond our comprehension so quickly. Do you think you're on, like, stuff like that, like, you know, nanas. There's a thing on TikTok where, like, people show their nana Grand Theft Auto and say it's the news. And they're like, what? What is that going to do? How are we going to have an election when you can just make a video of anything? You can make a video of, like, fucking Keir Starmer bumming a child and go, look, Keir Starmer.
Yeah, but most nanas will be dead.
Yeah, but he has to, because if he doesn't do it once...
Yeah, he'd bum five or six.
Yeah.
Keir Starmer would never be interested enough to bum a kid.
No.
It'd just be like, if you like bumming kids, that's fine. And if you don't, that's also fine.
Yeah. I'm not going to bum a child, but I will stand by and watch them die.
Yeah. I'll stand by while someone else bums a child and not say anything. I'll just sort of look in the other direction.
Yeah. Couldn't possibly pick a fucking side with this.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm genuinely terrified. There's going to be loads of amazing, cool things that come out of like these AI tools. And it means that like loads of people are going to be able to create loads of cool shit. That's going to be fucking sick. Like, there's going to be loads of good shit. There's going to be loads of like crazy good advances in like medicine and stuff like that. It just worries me. How the fuck do we prove anything? Like, how do you have any video evidence of anything? You know, if you could just generate perfect
videos.
Well,
surely...
So it's going to get to a point where it's perfect.
Surely, and again, I'm not an expert or anything like that, but surely...
We should have that qualification on every topic we talk about.
Surely, the same people who are coding these AI models and stuff will be able to code anti-AI detection software.
Who do you think is coding this? It's not a person coding this. AIs are coding this. We don't know how AIs work already. There are already loads of... They're called black box AIs, where no human understands the process that is happening inside it. The AI generates its own code. We are fucked. Like,
is that really a thing? Because if that is a thing, that's
it's already
terrifying.
A thing.
Google black box AI.
It's already a thing.
A few months ago, I said that we all lived in a simulation, and you laughed at me and said it was stupid. This is further evidence that we definitely live in a simulation.
If we lived in a simulation, then there would be someone better than you doing this job.
maybe there is in another simulation.
Oh, God, I want to live in that dimension so badly.
But you're assuming that this is a perfect simulation. Yeah.
The other,
well, it's not.
No, it's clearly fucking not.
Well, there's loads of shit going on.
Look, all right, I will happily live in a simulation if I get someone who can fucking Google for themselves.
But you don't get to decide whether you live in a simulation.
No, clearly not.
No.
Clearly not, Tom.
To think that we're the only ones that aren't in a simulation is mental.
If you had the choice, here's a question for you, Tom. If you had the choice of getting in like a, let's say you get in a tube, like a cryogenics tube.
Yeah.
And in that tube, you live your dream life.
Yeah.
You get sucked off once.
Whatever your dream life is, let's say you're 5'10 or something like that.
You're 5'10 and you're a producer on a slightly more successful podcast.
Oh,
your
I'd be
dream
unstoppable.
Life. Your dream life.
I am. I do the Chris sessions.
So, yeah, like, but you've got to, and you won't have any recollection of your past life.
Yeah.
It can be, you know, and you can be married to a supermodel. You can live in a fucking mansion. You can do whatever you like. You can be the best football player in the world. Whatever you want, you can have. Would you get in and do it?
Yeah, maybe I already have done that. Maybe my life before this was way worse.
But you said, yeah, like it was no, but you get in knowing that it was fake.
All right. Great. Do I know it's fake when I'm in it?
Tom is not a deep thinker, Freddie.
But do I know it's fake when I'm in it?
What, sorry?
Do I know it's fake when I'm in it?
No.
Well, then, yeah, that'd be brilliant. What's the downside?
So you'd sever all ties with your family.
But they don't exist anyway.
Tom, yeah, but Tom.
No. Now they exist. Now this is real.
This is a choice. You can go tomorrow.
But I don't think he is real.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. You fucking idiot. The thing is, if you would make that choice, just start doing heroin. That's literally the same thing. You can just do smack. You'll feel great all the time in your real world.
There's
life
quite a few
shit.
Negatives about doing smack. I think
there's quite a few negatives to being a cryogenic tube, Tom.
What? If I'm living my perfect life in my head, what are the negatives
to
me?
Your body entropies and dies and withers.
Because you die anyway.
And it's not real.
The value of an imperfect life is far more valuable than a perfect life that isn't real.
Ah, yes, Sensei. Thank you for your wisdom.
Well, yeah, that's literally in a nutshell.
The value of an imperfect life. What's the value of a fat life with a shit heart? Sorry, I was actually agreeing with you for a bit.
Yeah, you were. I was.
Yeah, I just couldn't help some friendly fire.
I stuck up for you, and what you did was you shot sideways.
I did. You just sounded
no need for it.
You sounded like a pretentious wank for a second. You sounded like me.
I sounded like a pretentious wank.
You sounded like me.
According to Mr. What is going to be the value of anything AI? Yeah. I sounded like a pretentious wank.
You sounded like Mr. Miyagi.
That's how you sound.
Oh, I've got a full Chinese in me.
Sorry, Mr. Karate.
Yeah. Either way, you asking me what I want is irrelevant. What I'm saying is it's very, very unlikely that this is the real world. It's much more likely that this is a simulation.
It's so insane. You keep saying this and it's so...
It doesn't solve anything, Tom.
It just means there's another layer because there has to be something outside the simulation. So you're not...
Absolutely.
Okay, Tom.
But to say we're the top is mental.
I'm saying we're
the top. Chop one of your fingers off for a grand.
No,
I'll give you a
grand. It's a simulation. Simulation
doesn't matter.
But it does matter to me because I am in it.
Yeah, and you get £1,000.
Oh wow, £1,000
as opposed to one of these fingers that doesn't exist because it's a simulation.
But it does exist to me.
This is already exactly.
But just because it exists to me,
therefore I am.
Yeah, that's
all we have.
Absolutely.
So what you're saying is more likely is such bullshit. If you just say more likely at the start of something, it doesn't make it actually more likely. It's going. It's way more likely that I'm getting fucking blown by a robot under the desk. No, it's not. We're not more likely in a simulation. You fucking little spastic.
We definitely are.
What amazing debate in there. Yeah. Rob, of just shouting.
Yeah, just shouting and not listening to my theory.
It works so well.
It does.
It works every time.
It does, but I'm calling you up on it from now on. This is what your only tactic.
Yes, but it works really well.
Okay.
That's how you deny science.
Freddie, if you stop me shouting stuff, we don't have a podcast.
Oh, God. You're right.
I don't think you realise how much of this is me just shouting random shit.
In that case, Rob, shout away. Shout.
Thank you.
Shout like you've never shot before.
Shut up, you stupid little spacker.
Go. You can do it.
That's
louder.
A good point. Thank That's you. A good point.
Thank you. I rest my case. You are a stupid little spacker. That's inarguable.
What,
it's much more likely that you're a spacker than you're not.
Oh, yeah, but I think that about everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I spack, therefore I am.
So have a look at some of the other stuff that I sent you. Have a look at. Have a look at Japan Cafe.
Okay. Japanese cafe uses robots controlled by paralyzed people.
Just let some people not have a job.
I know. That's exactly what I thought.
Does everyone have to be like productive?
Just imagine that you're led in bed, right? Absolutely paralyzed, can't move. And then one day a doctor comes up to you and he goes, good news. There's been a development in technology.
Oh, yeah?
You've got a job.
But I can't move.
Yeah. Excuse me for not jumping for joy, Doctor.
Sorry, I'm currently blinking with happiness. But what brilliant job have I got? Do I get to be a designer? Do I get to use my mental skills and my creativity?
Yeah, I used to be an architect before this. Does that mean I'll get to do that again? Not quite, no. You are going to be a waiter in a themed cafe.
Table 36 needs a burrito, so fucking chop chop.
Just move your eyes. Just slightly move your eyes.
Can you imagine? Like,
do you know how much they get paid an hour as well?
How much?
£7.
Fucking hell. Well, I suppose they've got not many expenses in it.
Yeah,
but
don't
need... No commute. but it's so depressing. Can you imagine, though, if you were at that cafe, how bad something would have to be before I complained to a paralyzed person about it. If I knew that a quadriplegic had to get it with their eyes, it'd have to be on fire and full of cum before I even said anything. It's like, they could bring me a fucking steak and I'd be like, well, I guess I'm not vegetarian anymore. I'm just going to have to fucking eat this.
Yeah. I feel the opposite, because you're not talking to the paralegic people, you're talking to the robots, right?
I think the robot is the paraplegic person at that point.
Yeah,
though.
But in my reality, they just like
you
a robot.
You push it over. You're like, there you go. It's much more realistic now.
Unscrew its wheels.
How?
It's just this obsession with getting everyone into work. Just like, let some people not. Fewer people should be working.
Also,
that should be the benefit of, like, the payoff was meant to be, we have the horrible AI control and everything, but that does
also,
all the work and we can all chill.
Also, do you know what's mad? Is that they could take this exact technology and use it to let this person, like, play with their kids.
Why don't we use that robot to get the paraplegic stuff? Why is the person with legs being brought stuff by a paraplegic with a robot? Can you imagine that? If you're like, your sandwich is out of reach, you've got a robot that fetches sandwiches, but it's in a cafe next door bringing some cunt who can walk its soup, you'd be absolutely livid. You've got to sit there pissing yourself in an adult nappy because you can't move anywhere.
I feel like we've had all the ingredients were here for a good idea.
You're so close to helping.
It's just not really come together the right way, has
good
it?
Good news! We've got a well that can be operated remotely by people in African villages so it can provide clean drinking water to the town centre in Norwich.
It's insane, isn't it?
It's fucking wild. Surely that's the one upside of being crippled, is that you get to not have a job.
You get to go, look, right,
I can only move my eyelids, but at least I don't have to go to fucking work on Monday. That's your one little payoff.
And this is why I am all for disability living allowance. Yeah. Because I always feel like if you're disabled, then you've got enough on your plate.
And also,
I get frustrated with able-bodied service people.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I don't need it. Like, stay the fuck home. Like, yeah, I think we should double it.
Exactly. Yeah. Like if you got Parkinson's, I don't need you as a mechanic. Do you know what I mean?
I don't need you bringing me drinks. The tray's going to be everywhere.
You can hear that
fucking rattling coming. Like, for fuck's sake.
If you've got motor neuron disease, we don't need you as a bus driver.
Yeah. What jobs would someone with Parkinson's be good at? Happy endings?
Cocktail maker would
be quite good. Maraca player.
What about
masseuse?
Masseuse is a good one.
Yeah.
What about
sex worker?
I was going to say painter and decorator.
Jesus Christ, what are you on about? That's the last job you want them slapping paint.
I mean, it's not the last job, is it? Surgeon is probably the last job. I'd say, you know, if you had a choice, you could have a guy with Parkinson's. He either does your living room or does your grandma. You're like, living room.
Or one of those statues that they have in this high street. That'd be a bad job for that.
Human statue.
What about like a vibrating chair at an airport?
That's not a job, is it? A vibrating chair. So what experience do you have as a vibrating chair?
it's just this obsession with making everyone fucking useful. I just find like wild. Just like let people not be.
Yeah,
we don't all need to be doing stuff. There isn't enough work for everyone. We're already making up such bullshit jobs to try and keep people employed. We should just give poor people money and then leave them alone. Fine.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit.
But they'll spunk it on big TVs.
Cool. Enjoy your big telly.
Yeah. No.
Like who cares?
No, you can only. We'll give you the benefits, but you can only have it on what I say you can have.
Yeah, you can only have small tellies.
Yeah.
What do you reckon the smallest
tellies
telly you
can
buy
cheap.
Now?
Yeah. You can get a 50-inch telly new for like £300.
No, you've got to have gruel 3 times a day. And you are only allowed one telly, but the sound only comes out of one thing. Oh, you're allowed one telly, average TV, but the remote doesn't work. And you've got to get up and change the channel.
Teach them
to get up off their arses.
Right.
Maybe that should be a fat person thing.
Yeah.
No remotes for fat people.
God, yeah. All right. I'm going to nick Freddy's remote.
Yeah.
But you do realise if you...
I'm giving a bounty now, right? I will give anyone £100 if they give me Freddy Quinn's TV remote.
So I...
Game on.
So I guess now.
Get me the remote. So, show me a photo of you in his house to prove it.
So I guess
I want to see the paint swatches on the wall that he's never painted over.
Shut up. I guess now isn't a good time to point out that I actually have two TV remotes.
Why do you have two remotes?
Because it couldn't be asked getting up to find the other one.
Sorry. Were you sat watching TV, couldn't change a channel, and just ordered another one?
That's exactly
what. You went on your phone and you bought another remote.
They're only about 25 quid.
Sure, but it takes another day to come. So we were just like, well, I guess I'm watching this channel till tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I just got tired of having to get up and find the remote. So
you're like, I would just have multiple remotes around the house, so wherever I am.
Yes.
How many have you got now?
Two.
Right,
well,
two.
Three, because I've got another telly upstairs. Yeah.
You know, once I was so hungover and lazy, I wanted to know what time it was, and I had a watch on, but rather than rotating my arm, I pressed the button on the TV remote to see what time it was, because it was easier to do.
Right, I have hungover, bought a film on Amazon Prime that was on the shelf in a DVD next to my telly. So I was like, it's £3 to not have to walk over there. Done.
That's funny.
But ordering a remote and waiting a day for it to come is, you know, it's just such a funny image of you sat in front of a channel you don't want to watch waiting for a postman to come in 24 hours.
You know, the worst thing about this is you can download an app on your phone that controls your TV.
That's
if you've got a smart TV.
Tom, that is not the worst thing.
It is, because that would be so much easier to do.
Yeah, it's so much smarter than what he's doing. And at some point, he's got to go up to shit. Just get the remote when
and
you do that.
And to open the door for the remote.
I didn't know where the remote was, so looking for it was the issue.
Right.
I always kept losing the remote.
Yeah. Just gaffer tape it to your sofa.
Or your hand.
Yeah, that's true. Get it grafted
or
in.
Or just have two remotes.
That's what Elon Musk should be working on. Channel 3.
Yeah, that'd be good. Channel 3, my granddad.
Yeah.
Put it on the other side.
ITVX. Shut up, your brand name cunt. But yeah, let fucking cripple stay at home and not work, I think. Jesus fucking Christ. You'd have to tip at that restaurant. Would you tip that?
No. They're not even getting up. They're not even doing the work.
Their eyes are working well hard.
They'd tip them less. I'd take money off them. Take the robot home. They can do work around the house. Then I give it to him.
Have we got Cunt of the Week?
We've not, because we only do that when we guest and when we've had them sent in.
Cunt of the Week's so dead.
It's coming back when there's a guest.
It had 1 week where I was like, you know what, this might actually work as a feature.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we've had zero sent in, and I was like, it's only for guests.
Yeah. We have had some sent in. We've only got two, though.
Advice or...
Oh, we've got advice, yeah.
Questions or whatever.
Got all
do you want to do anything, Tom?
All that good shit. Got all that good shit.
Okay.
That one's for Patreon. Advice from a cunt.
I actually don't care if any of you live or die.
It's called Pilot. Hello, Not Gay Tom. Hello. I'm in need of some advice. I want to change my career from being an electrician and become a pilot. For context, I'm 30 years old, I'm married and have 3 kids. I would have to finance it and I would put myself in 90 grand's worth of debt. Should I go for it or not bother? Thanks, Jay.
Yes. Right, got anything else? I have no idea. What the fuck? Why are you asking us?
Exactly, that's weird, isn't it?
Are we careers advice now?
Maybe.
Who looks at us and goes, oh, these are guys who know how to like deal with finances.
and careers.
What the fuck are you on about? My career is calling my mate fat.
Honestly.
What are you on about? I don't fucking know. How much do pilots earn? How easy is it to get a job as a pilot? Electricians earn a lot, do they not?
We are not mates.
I was talking about him.
Oh, right, okay. it's a really irresponsible thing to do, I think.
It depends on if you've got any... Basically,
I know they say follow your dreams, but it should be, parentheses, until you're 30 with 3 kids.
Yeah, your life's over now.
Yeah. It was
you've tagged out.
I'm sorry, mate. I'm sorry to be the one to say that to you, but like when you have 3 children and you're 30... Follow your dreams isn't relevant anymore. Follow your dreams is for your 20s. Yeah. That's what follow your dreams is.
Follow your dreams isn't until you have a kid.
Follow your dreams.
Do what you want until you've had a kid.
Follow your dreams is also terrible advice for most people. Because like the advice that like always people always get with like, particularly like new comedians, they always hear is follow your dreams. And if you believe in yourself, never give up. Keep going and never give up.
Yeah.
And the advice should be never give up if you have some talent. Because there are loads of people who never give up despite being shite. How do you know you're going to be good at being a pilot?
Also, there's another thing.
True,
there's another thing as well is that I would imagine, especially because the job is... If the job was quantity surveyor,
yeah.
I could get on board with it a bit more. But I think that because it's pilot, I think that he's got a romanticised view of what being a pilot is. Yeah. Being in the sky, everyone...
That's not really romanticised, is it?
You're not going to be in the sky, you fucking idiot.
You're going to be one of the ground pilots.
No... Well, like, I think he thinks that the whole job is being in the sky. And like,
again, a lot of it is.
No, but it probably isn't.
A big portion of it is.
It probably isn't. So there's probably a huge portion of the job that's like paperwork and shit.
Loads of that.
Like, dull
there's
shit.
There's loads of checks. And flying isn't that exciting, most of it. Because most of it, once you're up, you just put it in autopilot. You just sit there for 9 hours. You know.
Well, so this is it. I think he thinks it's all getting sucked off by fucking stewardesses.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone, you're going to walk through the airport and everyone you would be like, oh,
and you're in a different exotic country every week, but you basically you go to the airport, wait for your flight, and go back. You're just sat in a terminal. You know, that's
depends where you go. If you're doing long haul, then you stay there for a few days because you don't have days off.
This guy isn't going to be doing long haul though. Like that, you get those sort of flights after fucking 20 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Long haul.
He's going to the Isle of Man. You know, he's doing the shite that no one else. That was dodgy as fuck.
Right, Google how to become a pilot, and let's see what the fucking process is.
Yeah,
because I'm telling you now. I
90
think that,
grand is a lot of debt.
I think as well, your first job out of pilot school will be working for Ryanair on 25k.
Yeah, if you can even get that, I bet it's probably oversubscribed.
You have to have so many air miles, don't you? So a lot of people do go for the RAF to becoming a commercial pilot, I think.
Also, like, being an electrician's a really good job. You can earn shitloads being an electrician.
Yeah.
You can set your own hours. Like,
I think what's happened here is he's got 3 kids
yeah.
and they're shit.
Right.
And he's
annoying.
Thinking, how can I get
away? The fuck away. Yeah, yeah.
Pilot, you're away a lot.
Right.
Rarely do pilots work from home.
How about this, right? Buy yourself the uniform. Right. Buy yourself a little pilot's uniform. Tell your family you've retrained and you've got a job as a pilot. Yeah. And then just fuck off for a week. Go be an electrician. Do that for like 2 days. Then just have the rest of the week to yourself, you know?
That's not a bad
idea. Go on, have a look. Have a look and see how you become a pilot. Let's have a look here. Oh, hang about. What's that?
The aviation industry is unpredictable and pilot training is incredibly expensive.
First sentence.
Yeah, it's not great. Right.
You'll need an airline transport pilot license.
Yeah.
Are you ATPL?
Yeah. The minimum age to commence is 18, but you cannot get an ATPL until you're 21. Well, he's 30, so that's good.
Yeah.
It can take 18 months to qualify.
Yeah.
If you've
are there any jobs in being a pilot?
So
it feels like something that would be way oversubscribed. Any cool job is hard to get because more people want to do it.
So also,
I looked into it when I left uni, very briefly.
Didn't meet the height restrictions.
That's it, yeah. But the only way you could do it, basically you've got to get someone to remortgage a house. That's how most people do it.
Yeah.
They get the parents to remortgage a house. And then they go away to America. You can't drink for all of your training.
Yeah.
So it takes 18 months. You're not allowed any alcohol, any fun for these 18 months while you train.
So here's the thing as well, is during that 18 months, he's not allowed to fucking work.
Yeah.
So it's actually going to cost him more than 90
grand. Yeah, because you've also got to factor in the cost of not having that earnings.
Especially with 3 kids, it'll probably cost him close to 150k.
Why do you want to do a job where you're getting drug tested all the time? If you're an electrician, you can turn up on gear. Like, you know, like just fucking, you're going to have a life.
Do you know what you should do, Jay, legitimately, is you should stick to being an electrician, which, by the way, it's a golden age to be
It's unbelievable. Being a tradesman is the fucking way. How about spend that 90K on drugs?
No, or here's what you should do. You should just have it as a hobby. You should just, sometimes on a Saturday, go down to an airfield.
Yeah. Flight simulator.
And
You could buy for 90 grand, you could buy a sick flight simulator for your house.
Yeah,
don't you?
Have it as a little hobby if you're
Google
that into it.
Pilot entry jobs. Let's see how much you... I'm just genuinely curious to find out how much...
Pilot salary.
That's not what he wants.
Why are you riffing this, Tom?
Entry
because
jobs.
You just said how much do you want to know how much he earn.
Right. Loath as I am to stick up for Freddie, he gave you a very clear instruction. Very clear that you just decided to fucking go off on.
Right.
Yeah. Let's
how do we get a job as a pilot with no experience? Just scroll down a little bit. There you go. Click that one. To get a private pilot license.
A commercial pilot needs 250 hours of flight time.
Right, to Google pilot entry job salary, and then we'll just see what you'd
that
expect.
Is what you put before.
Oh, you want your salary now, do you?
Yes. Why are you scrolling down?
First one.
Why are you scrolling down?
How much does a first pilot job pay? $24,000.
Oh, fucking hell. I earned that as a fucking admin assistant for a sales company. Oh,
second officer peaks around $58,000, while first officer salaries can reach $75,000.
Oh, which is a great salary. Look, like,
yeah, first, but you need to be.
But that's
you need,
first officer.
If you've got your own electrician business,
you can earn that. You can
no,
earn
no, that. But if you should have been doing this, mate, when you were 21, 22.
Yeah, yeah.
Some dreams are just meant to die, and this is one of those, unfortunately.
Some dreams are meant to die.
They are, though, aren't
I
they?
I know.
Did you have a dream that's... What kind of thing did you want to do that you were just like, oh, I'm not going
to
be good
I wanted
this.
To be a rock star. I wanted to be in a band, but I'm not very good at writing music.
You can't sing either, can you?
I can sing, I'm
no,
all right.
No, you can't.
Sing a song.
No. Go on. I could like indie sing.
That's typical rock star attitude there, isn't it?
This is why I'm not one, mate. I was really good at doing drugs and like shagging slags. So I was good at that bit. Yeah.
But there must have been a point where you were like, I don't think I'm going to be a rock star.
Yeah, totally. Like I played in a couple of like bands where it just didn't quite work. I just wasn't good at it. I'm just not good at writing music.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
I know
yeah.
what I like in music, but I can't come up with it. Like, yeah. you know, some people can. It just flows out of people.
Well, like,
also, you know what it's like. I'm not good at working with other people. You know, you're well aware of this. You know, so like, I needed to do something solitary.
Well, I could have
but
been
there was a moment where I was like, yeah, I'm not going to be in a band, you know.
I could have been your Bernie Taupin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you saw how quickly I came up with that improvised rap.
Yeah, that's what I needed. No, I can write words in that. I just can't do, like, the music and stuff.
I can do that as well.
Oh, yeah?
Do you want a good beat?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Oh, good. He's come up with some YouTube royalty-free music.
Well, you write around it.
No, I can't. That's literally what I'm saying. I'm literally saying right now I am bad at that, so I didn't choose that as a career. But that is exactly it. My dream was like, if I went to my missus now...
It's catchy.
It is catchy. I already have...
Hello, my name is Rob Mulholland, and I'm singing a crazy song.
I smell a number one here. What it's a really song
good.
This is.
Really good. I'm See? Singing a crazy song. Yeah, well, that song is crazy.
Because you're a rock star. They do crazy things.
Yeah, yeah.
I like taking weed and smoking
weed.
Drugs.
And smoking drugs.
Well, we can change it right now. I like taking drugs and smoking weed.
I do like those things.
I'm the best rock star that you've ever seen.
It's a
bit
on the nose. It's not very metaphors in this.
Really?
Like, I have like,
I can do metaphors.
To pull it back.
Go on, do a metaphor.
I am a mountain of musical perfection.
I am a mountain of musical perfection.
Come and climb up me. There you go.
It's like a Cardi B song.
Maybe we should go for Christmas number one again with this hit.
But, yeah, to slightly pull it back to it, what I was saying is, like, even though I've got a stupid fucking flim-flam of a job, it's something that, like, I'm good at. So, like, if I went back to my missus and went, I'm jacking it in to start a band, she'd be like, what the... No, you're not.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck are you on about? Obviously, because it's stupid. So you kind of, like, you've already got a good job, is the thing. If you were, like, you know, if you had nothing going on, if you were just, like, working in a shit dead-end job, maybe a bit different.
I think the problem in this guy's life is kids and he's married.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't. He clearly doesn't want those kids.
What did you want to do? What did you want to do when you were little?
When I was a little kid?
Littler.
Like footballer, probably.
Football. And when did you decide, I'm not going to
do
football?
Yeah, I had that realisation when I was about seven.
I haven't yet. Yeah. I think a new agent is all I need and then I'll make it.
Right.
I'm still only 36. Yeah. Got a couple of years at the top.
What was your dream?
I remember a time when I was quite interested in the idea of being a tailor. I think I mentioned this before. I think I mentioned this before.
Dream big.
I love that Freddie's dream is a job where he gets to touch men. Which way do you dress, sir? Don't worry, I'll find out.
I quite like the idea of being like a tailor on Savile Row when I was about 13, 14. And then we were picking our options for technology.
Yeah.
And it dawned on me that I was going to have to take textiles.
Yeah, you would have to be a tailor. Textiles
were quite key.
And then one other boy did that and he was the gay kid in the year. Mm-hmm. And everyone called him gay relentlessly. And I was like, I cannot put up with that.
Yeah.
So that dream died.
So, to be clear, you didn't pursue that career because you didn't want to be relentlessly called gay. So you've ended up doing this.
Yeah, it's worked out pretty well.
Really, really smashed it, hadn't you, mate? Really smashed
I've just
it.
Delayed it. mate.
That was me. I did drama when I was in school and all my mates called me gay on the first day that I was doing drama. And I was like, well, you're doing woodwork with all the lads and I'll go over here with all the girls and do drama. It's fucking sick.
Yeah, it is. Like, it is a smarter move, like, in hindsight. Yeah, yeah.
I did want to be an actor for a while, but...
did you?
Being an actor's
gay. Let's see. Let's see your acting chops very quickly. Right, so I'm going to give you a...
I am not good at acting. This is why I'm...
Well, yeah, well, you try now, innit? So I'm going to give you a scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you are walking home from work.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
He's a good singer.
Right, yeah, a good singer.
You come home.
Yeah.
And you find your wife dead on the floor. Go.
Fuck's sake.
I mean, that was appalling.
Fuck's sake.
That was appalling.
That's like I've got a parking ticket.
That's why I'm not an actor.
Dead wife.
That's why I'm not an actor.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well, it was.
I think this is Jay when he finds his wife's dead.
Fuck's sake, she's all over the carpet.
Fly with me, let's fly.
I'd read into it a bit more. So I'd paid someone to kidnap my wife, but someone had accidentally killed her. So that's why I was saying, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, but that's still...
I was doing the scene for Fargo.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Still pretty bad.
You're not meant to make up your own scene.
Well, I'm not a writer.
Exactly, Tom. You meant to just say what the thing is.
I'll tell you what.
Well, you didn't give me a script.
All those famous actors who just make up their own bits on the spot.
Yeah, just in the middle of a film just going, I'm actually Batman.
Well, those actors usually have a script before that. Well, I didn't have a script.
Yeah. A lot of acting's done improv nowadays.
Improv, yeah.
All right.
So,
it's not the career for you.
Well, yeah, we established that.
Also,
I'll go
Jay,
back to being a footballer.
Being a pilot, probably not the career for you. It's just like, it's fucking having three kids. And if your missus has like a job where she's like dead rich and she can support the family, well, you fucking...
But she's not, because she's just not a woman. Joking.
It's probably not going to fucking happen. I don't know. Like, you know, I want to be like, go follow your dreams and support people and all that. But at the same time, it's like, it seems mental.
Yeah, you've got to, at some point, you've got to get your realism cap on and
start a podcast like we did.
This is probably my, the only time I'm going to be sincere, but men show the sort of, a lot of being a man is about sacrificing stuff. And
goats,
you've got fucking, you've got a wife, you've got kids. And unfortunately, you're going to have to sacrifice your gay little dream of being a pilot to put food on the table and to do it so that your kids might one day grow up and squander their chances of being a pilot. That's what life is, unfortunately, mate. And you signed up for it and that's how it is. Do you know what I mean? Or run away from your family.
Yeah, it's always an option. Yeah,
I think that's what I would do if I was him.
Yeah,
three kids is too many. Don't have three kids.
It's one too many, isn't it?
I think it's three too many, to be honest.
It's at least one, though. But yeah, like, I'll also get a better priority, start asking people who aren't this unqualified for advice, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Should we do
Google?
One?
Try Google.
Should we do one more, that second one?
Yeah,
okay. This is pedo employee. I'm a senior manager at my work. And one of my staff just...
I'm a senior manager. I had to fucking drop that in. Not just a manager, senior manager.
Yeah. Or it could just be where I work.
Yeah. Don't need this like level of info. Yeah. I'm a senior manager. I got promoted.
What sort of senior manager is listening to this?
I know, fucking hell. It's like definitely like senior manager at like a care home.
Oh, it'll be a senior manager at like a game or something like that.
Yeah, CEX. Yeah. I'm shift manager at my local game store.
Yeah,
this person doesn't work for Deloitte.
Nah.
Do you know what I mean?
They get an extra 5p an hour.
100%.
Anyway, I'm a senior manager where I work, and one of my staff just recruited a convicted pedo. In my manager's defence, he didn't know about the conviction until after the cunt had started, and someone else Googled his name and found the news articles.
Okay, sack him. The end.
But you can't.
Hold on, I read the next bit.
Our HR department have said that we can't sack him because it would be classed as discrimination. But no one is willing to talk to him.
HR cunts are the stupidest mongs on the planet. You can discriminate against convicted paedophiles.
And also,
I don't think you can. You can't convict against convicted people.
Of course you can.
With a sex crime, you
definitely
can.
Here's the thing.
Depends on the job.
Whoa. Here's the thing. He must have had to have disclosed his stuff.
Exactly.
You need to disclose your...
Any conviction.
Every job says any convictions.
Any unspent convictions. And a paedo conviction is never unspent. So, like, you can definitely go, we found out he was a paedophile. If you go to an employment tribunals are stacked so in favour of the company anyway.
And I know
they're already designed to fuck over the person. And they cost about 15 grand or some mental to take to the thing. They're never going
to
do it.
I used to work in a call centre, and one of the guys, that they'd hired him for 6 months, and it went round the office. He was a paedophile, and the thing went round. He was gone that day. Yeah. He was literally gone, never heard of again.
Yeah,
like, was that the school that you were at?
Hey! Yeah. Call centre, innit? So, yeah, of course you can do that.
Yeah.
I've been told that I've got to make it work, but I don't know what to do. For context, he got caught with multiple devices full of pictures and videos of kids. The news articles didn't say anything about contact with kids.
Yeah, just fire him.
But if he had already said that he had a criminal record, then...
You've got to disclose what for. You can't just go, yeah, I've got a criminal record.
I think you're wrong. I think that you can't sack someone for the... Because they've paid their debt to society. It's on you to find out.
If you're
out.
On the sex offenders register, it's different. It's not. This isn't someone who's like, you know, nicked something from a post office. You know, it, like that, sure, shoplifting.
Do you reckon,
you know,
Tom...
That gets spent and it's off your thing and you can't be like, you know, you've paid your debt to society.
Rob...
If you're actively on a register, you just go, someone's going to bring their kid in.
Rob, do you reckon that there's some way of us being able to find this out?
I don't think there is. I think we should just argue blindly.
What do you reckon?
I think if you find someone's a paedophile, you can fucking sack them. Because look, even if it's going
to be... I can't see that not being the case.
But even if it gets to a court, they're going to have to raise a court case to go and go, I'm being discriminated against because I'm a paedophile. Like, who's doing
if
that?
If a person's crime is spent, yes, employers can't refuse to hire someone because of a spent conviction.
It's a paedophilia crime. It's not getting spent. It's not going off your fucking record. You're on the fucking sex register.
Yeah. There's nobody who goes, listen, paedophile, you're free to go and we're trusting you.
This isn't even just like a regular sex offender. This is child stuff. It's like if you go to a court, no court.
It depends what the job is.
What job are they going to be like fine with it? All you have to say is occasionally some of our staff bring their kids in here. We can't have them around.
That's
literally all it needs to be.
That's a good shout.
But why have you? You could work in a factory. Not allow kids in factories.
Like our kids come after work when we pick them up.
Army.
Or something. Army. Yeah, to be fair, that's where, like, I'm totally fine with pedos being in the army.
What sort of...
Send them out first to, like, clear minds.
Prisons?
But the army doesn't have...
You can't work in a prison.
The army doesn't have senior managers.
He just... A prison? Oh, yeah. What could possibly go wrong with having a paedophile on the staff in a prison?
Well, I think there's no kids there. There's no kids there.
Yes, but there's all the paedophiles!
Yeah, but
those are the paedophiles need someone to look up to.
Exactly, yeah.
They need an example. You can get a job when you get out. Don't worry. And here's some files to keep you going.
It's like that kid that went to the school and then started working there as a teacher afterwards. It's the same energy.
I think you're going to be fine. This is HR departments are so fucking ridiculous. They overthink and panic about everything.
There's no way
on earth this guy's taking you to a tribunal. He's just going to slink off. He's a fucking pedo.
Well, that is another thing as well.
Because it's publicly reported.
The one thing that a paedophile does not want is attention.
Exactly.
And a paedophile suing a company because that company sacked them for being a paedophile. Yeah. That's not going to be how he
you're
wants
discriminating to... against me for being a nonce. That's the case they're going to have to make.
Exactly. I think that you can call this bluff and just get rid of him, to be honest with you.
I think you'll be fucking fine. Because you can't have him around the office.
But there's also...
I know what job he could have. One of the robot people that we had before, the paraplegic robots.
Well, you know what he'd be using that robot for?
Terminator kids.
Yeah. Why does this robot keep going under the table? He's like, the robot's stuck in the ball pool again. I think you're going to be fucking fine. It's just like, what's your option? You're just going to employ him forever.
Wait a minute. Here's another thing. Surely, nowadays... Every fucking new job comes with like a...
Probation period. You can literally just go, it's not working out.
Yeah, you could literally just go, like, you're not a good fit for our culture.
Laws are stacked in the favour of employers, like, massively. In order to get an employment tribunal through, you
have
to,
like,
prove
it's such a high caliber. This sounds mad, but even if he hasn't done anything wrong at the job, even if he's great at the job...
Sure, he's still a fucking pedo.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. If none of the staff will work with him, if none of the staff will interact with him, if they all feel uncomfortable around him, you've got to get rid.
Yeah. Like, you're potentially fucking up the whole company. And also, I don't know what kind of company this is. If that gets out that you're employing a paedophile, that's not going to be good for any company.
If that's a customer-facing role...
It can genuinely damage... If it's business-to-business as well, it can just destroy your fucking company.
Yeah.
No one wants to work with a paedo. Like, so that's fine. That's enough justification. This is bullshit. This paedo's going to have to work for themselves. They're the only person who's going
to
employ him.
I'm trying to think of what, like, jobs a paedophile could do that's all right, like we were mentioning before. I'm genuinely trying to think.
I think get them into bomb disposal. Just send them out to do that.
I think
fisherman.
I think work. No, I think it has to be work from home. I think it has to be an office
job.
They
can't be on a computer, though. They can't have the internet, can they? That's the problem.
Farmer?
Might be good.
No, out in the woods in the middle of nowhere. There's not enough eyes on them. I don't trust it. Rural, you can get up to some shit.
What about... somebody who picks up things.
Oh, a picker-upper.
Litter pickers.
Yeah.
You don't want them with a grabbing stick. It's the last thing you want. Extending their nuts in range.
Oh, God, yeah, that's a terrible idea. To be honest with you...
Just lifting up a little skirt.
If as a child, if you got molested by a grabbing stick... Oh, God.
I honestly can't think
imagine
of a single...
being wanked off by a grabbing stick.
I can't think of a single job where it wouldn't be a problem that you're a paedo.
Labourer.
Yeah, but you're still not going to want to, like, hang out... If you're on a job site, a lot of being a labourer is, like, having a laugh with your mates you're working with. That's how you get through physical jobs. It's like, yeah, you know... Yeah. When I was a gardener, I really liked the guy I worked with, so it made it a lot easier. We'd have a laugh through the day. If he was a fucking pedo, it's going to be a stinky atmosphere while you're building that wall, isn't
it? Then you get all the pedos.
And you make a specific pedo building gang.
Speedy pedos.
I'll be honest, if a paedophile could do some joinery to an acceptable standard, I would hire them in an instant. I've got no kids. I don't give a fuck about the neighbours.
Yeah.
I just need my doors doing. Like, if there are any paedophile joiners out there,
you'd leave
him, do it for a reasonable rate. I won't ask any questions.
You'd leave him alone and he'd come back after an hour and be like, you've met another cot. I said door.
Does this cot have a glory hole?
I mean, I love how the bottom of it's cut out for tonguing, but this is...
Has it got... Are those hooks for handcuffs? Are there restraints? Have you made a fetish cot?
Is it a baby sex swing?
Why have you made a tiny pommel horse?
Oh, God.
But yeah, I think, like, just fire the pedo and deal with the consequences. Worst case scenario is your business is going to get a fine. Like, fined.
Your fine will be massively, like it'll be offset by the fact that...
You don't have a pedo!
But loads of people as well, if they hear about this story, they'll support the business for firing the pedo.
Yeah, and like the vice versa, like the bad PR of you hiring a pedo has got to be worth however much your fine's going to be. Just fire the pedo.
What about this?
Why is this even a conversation?
What about this?
Fire the pedo.
What about this?
Out of a cannon.
So there's a new brand of petrol stations.
Oh, yeah.
Only stocks pedophiles.
Only and stocks them.
Yeah.
That's all that's on the shelves.
Only
you've got to go up to a little window after 11 and be like, can I get one of the... can I actually have an Asian paedophile today?
Drive-through paedophiles.
So no, it only hires paedophiles. It's like a Timpsons, but for...
Sure, like, pedos,
But the petrol is £1.10 a litre.
I'm fucking there every time.
I've got
a loyalty card. Like, it's the only place I'm filling
and
up.
Also, you have
It's actually quite a good place. If it is pedos only and they only do the window so you can't even go in, then I think that's actually quite a good environment for a pedo.
No, right. It's £1.10 a litre.
Yeah.
But you have to look them in the eye and say, thank you, sir. And then...
Why are we making it so kinky?
You have to say, thank you, paedophile.
Why are we turning it into like a little BDSM game? Do I have to get on my knees and look up, thank you, paedophile?
No, you have to dress as a child.
Listen, there's no things. There's no...
Got to wear pigtails.
You know, yeah. Right, when you go into pay, you've got to put a little bonnet on and kiss them on the cheek. 80p a litre.
No! I'm not getting
50p
a litre. This is a very different proposition.
30 pence a litre.
You're in your business to kiss a pedo for 50 quid.
Yeah, this is it. Like, I don't want to fucking kiss a pedo for 50 quid.
You put it like once every couple of weeks.
Like, I'm doing it. Tom, I'm doing it twice a week. I drive loads. Twice a week, I've got to dress up as a child and kiss a pedo so I can save 80 quid.
I honestly thought at 30p a litre, I was considering it. Until you said...
For free, I'm not doing it.
Until you
said... If they paid me 100 quid, I'm not doing it.
Until you said you're saving about 50 quid, I was like, oh, yeah.
No, I would go if I don't have to interact with the pedo. Look, if it's a pay at the pump sort of situation... You know, pound a litre, it's pay at the pumps, I'm not interacting with them, I'm not doing any kinky shit for the pedo, I'll do it for a pound
a litre. I think there's an obvious next question now.
Yeah.
How much to kiss a pedo once a week?
Once a week.
What,
is
on the
so
cheek?
Much.
On the cheek.
Is it the same pedo or a different pedo every week?
It's a. It's, there's five pedos.
and
it depends what time you get there.
It's like the chasers.
Yes. It's like when you go to the petrol station.
Oh, is fucking it? Hell, it's the governess.
It's the beast.
The dark destroyer.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be nice if the beast did it. Normally nonsense his cousin. It's like, thanks for taking a break.
Oh, wow.
Well, we've inadvertently found a job.
Kiss on the lip. You've got to kiss a pedo on the lips.
We've actually inadvertently found a job for someone with Parkinson's as well. Shout out, Paul. I love that, man. How much for a weekly pedo kiss?
£1,000.
A week?
Yeah. You've got to do it every week for a year.
I just don't want to do this. My life's fine as it is. I just don't think I'm doing it. I'm really like, I'm happy
I think I'd probably consider it for $1,000.
I'd do $1,000 a week. $52,000
over a
year.
Kiss on the lips.
Yeah.
A kiss on the lips.
Yeah. Well, it's easy for you because you're gay. But
well done for doing a good job.
Well done for doing a good job.
I'm not touching kids.
What if they have touched kids, though? You don't know.
And you say, hey, you've been a bad boy.
Bad boy for touching kids. I'm only doing this because I'm getting paid, not because I'm proud of you.
About 500 quid a week?
Nah.
600?
Nah. Grand's the minimum. Grand's the absolute minimum.
You're saying you wouldn't do it for 950?
Nah, I don't think I would, you know.
Oh, come on.
That's 50 grand a year.
I'd want close to 2K, to be honest with you.
I just wouldn't want to do it. I just think like it would really quickly make me really depressed. Just when it was like when you
also
wake
well,
up and you go, oh, I've got to kiss well, the worst, again. Well, the worst.
You'd definitely be late as well.
Yeah, exactly. Miss it. Then I wouldn't get paid.
The worst part of it for me.
You've done it 49 times and missed the 50th. You're fuming.
The worst part about the worst part about it for me.
It's the consistency that's the problem for me. Yeah.
The worst part would be other people telling people what you do now.
Yeah. When you go to like a dinner party, so what do you do? Well, I actually, all I do is like once a week, I dress up like a little schoolgirl and kiss a pedo on the lips.
Yeah. Oh, right. Did you go to university for that?
Yeah. Been busy. What time you on till?
What do you put on your car insurance form?
just put writer.
Pedophile kisser.
I think you just put sex worker at that point.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
It's tough.
You are just a little hooer at that point.
Yeah, £1,000 a week's my minimum.
To be a pedo.
I want to.
Yeah.
I like money.
Yeah. I like not kissing pedos. It's just me.
I look a bit childlike, I have been told. So maybe it'd be good if I kissed a pedo because then they're getting the fix each week.
I don't know if I buy that. There's a lot of like cam girls and stuff where they're like, you know, they'll have like pigtails and like high socks and like a teddy
bear.
The
thing with...
And it's like... Yeah. And their argument is, well, at least they're wanking to me, not kids. But I think, nah.
The thing
like,
with
they're
Tom...
not just stopping with you.
The thing with Tom is that they'd be kissing him and then one of them be like... I thought he was a goblin.
He's just thick like a goblin, isn't he?
Like a little goblin boy.
He Googles like a goblin.
Have we got anything else? Any lovely questions or anything?
Yeah.
Fucking fire that pedo. That one is one of the more insane ones.
Yeah, mate, you can't possibly do anything about it, so you've got to get rid.
How do you work with a pedo?
Tom's lovely question. Oh, isn't that lovely? You've been kidnapped by Islamic extremists.
Oh, I assume this one's for you, Freddie.
They've seen the pod and they're not impressed.
What about? What bit could they possibly take issue with?
The editing.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Our social media clips aren't good enough.
If you want your freedom, one of you needs to volunteer to have their dick cut off. Who is stepping forward? If the three of you can't agree, then you all lose your dicks.
We hold Tom down and make him do it?
Yeah,
Tom. Okay, done.
Also as well, like, we've got
like I'm more of a share in the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. We're, like, obviously, we're the more senior people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tom is very replaceable and smaller than us.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way this is a discussion.
Yeah.
Me and Freddie would just look at each other as the two larger men.
Yeah, yeah,
have
yeah.
a silent agreement where we would just pin you down in your dicks.
I honestly...
I could easily outrun you both.
I mean... Right.
So definitely
we've
I'm
been
out of my
kidnapped.
Way.
Fucking.
Well, are you going to hold me down
then?
You're
going to run to the other side of the cell. We're just in a little cell. We're in a little room.
We're not in like a free range field.
Oh, they've actually, yeah, they've kidnapped us and placed us in this Olympic track and field stadium. Oh, shit. We're actually in the Munich stadium. I'm afraid he's going to run for 800 metres. We're not going to be able to catch him. We're in a little cell. We're going to fucking hold you down. Your dick's coming off.
I'm stronger than I
Tom's
look.
Agreed. Like, but. You can't fight off me and Freddy.
I definitely could. Freddy's cardio
Sorry.
Would be gone straight away.
So you no.
You're all too flaily.
I've got the cardio. He'll sit on you. Like, there is no chance. We both weigh twice as much as you. We're both so
nimble.
Much bigger than you.
I'm nimble.
Nimble. How much nimble do you think is going to help? You'll be giggly skipping around for a second, then we'll catch you, and we'll twat you, and your knob's coming off.
No, I'm like, small. I'm
there is,
I'm,
it is insane.
I'd be good at punching you both in the balls. And then you both die.
You're not going to have any balls.
But like, before you've even got me, I'm like, boom, ball
I
flick.
Think what
would
happen
done.
Is in terms of us both agreeing to... I don't think we'd even have a discussion.
No,
I think
we'd just grab you.
We'd nod at him.
Yeah.
We'd nod at you and
just go...
Because
yeah. Like, we're sensible enough to know that we're both large fellas who it's going to be hard to wrestle. You know, like you... We'd easily fuck you up.
Yeah. Like, I'm circumcised as well, so half mine's gone already.
Yeah, you're the closest. And you got the smallest dick. It's the least to waste.
I got the biggest dick.
That was so unconvincing.
I've got the biggest
dick.
I don't
actually.
Know. I've not seen any of yours.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh,
and
well,
mine's not very big.
Yeah, still might be the winner. yeah, but yeah, Tom's dick's coming off 100%. Like, we're not having a discussion.
Yeah.
We're not going to debate because no one is going to go, you know what, lads? I'm going to take this one for the team. You know, it's never happening.
Right. Well, if
we can't agree on anything.
If we're all tied up and we just had to agree,
right.
Then what do you do?
We both agree it's you.
Well, I agree it's not.
Right.
So you'd rather us all lose our dicks?
If I honestly, yes.
Yeah. We're all that spiteful. 100%. Fred, are you saying if your dick was getting cut off by terrorists and like there was an option for us to not have our dick cut off or for them to be cut off, you'd be like, well, do them as well.
I want you to know, Tom, that if me and Robert agreed that you were getting it and you said no, I'd be really mad. I'd be
oh, really, would you?
I'd be annoyed at you.
You'd probably calm down once your dick and balls are cut off, though. Probably quite chill after that. Welcome
have a little snack.
Welcome to Dead Eunuchs Talking.
Yeah.
But
get
no,
a live at the Apollo.
We agree, it's Tom. That's true. We could really ride that.
Yeah.
That'd be great. No one could ever tell us off for anything. We'd be like, well, we're technically sort of trans now.
Yeah.
You know?
Will they replace it with the most beautiful vagina anyone's ever seen?
No. Because it'd look out of place on you. It's like when ugly people get turkey teeth. You'd need a battered vag. You would need an absolute fucking 96 Corsa of a vagina.
Yeah. The sort of vagina that you could...
It needs to look like Sylvester Stallone at the end of Rambo. Oh, just covered in blood. Fucked. Just shooting into the air. Yeah.
So we don't lose our dicks, definitely.
We don't lose our dicks, 100%. We're not agreeing.
Yeah.
Let us know in the comments who, whatever.
Who do you think should cut off their dick?
Yeah. Oh, God, that was lazy.
It was lazy, but at the same time, I feel like this is finished. And I want to get a food.
A food.
A food.
I'm not sure if I want Wagamama's and Nando's.
All right, well, we'll work that out shortly.
I think this is an off-pod conversation.
Yeah,
probably.
I don't know if the people need to hear this.
All right, I'd chop your dick off and beat you to death with it.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Let us know how you would best engage with a podcast in the comments below.
Give us your best Let's Pod puns.
Yeah,
oh, God, those Let's Pod. To be fair, some of them are funny. To be fair.
How gracious of you.
Yeah, how gracious.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. Some of them are funny.
But just to wrap this episode up, you should fire that podophile. So,
if you've enjoyed it, listen to be a member of our Podtrian.
It's not good. When
oh,
you do it.
God. Fred, that was horrible.
Fucking hell.
You ruined it.
Jesus.
Good.
We're going to have to start again.
That's awful. Yeah, that's right. Strap this episode. We start again. We're going to. Hello, welcome to Step Mental. But yeah, join us on Patreon. We've got an extra episode every week. Patreon, and loads of other shit.
Patreon.com/deadmentalkpod
£3 or free for a week.
Yeah, and it genuinely, like I say, without this, you know, Patreon, without the money from that, we wouldn't have a podcast. It literally pays for everything.
We definitely wouldn't be able to do what we do, which is just mug off whoever we want, whenever we want.
It wouldn't pay for the studio, the staff, the equipment. It literally all goes towards paying for that. So it's genuinely vital.
The reason we get to tell every cunt to fuck off is you, so thank you very much.
I think that some people think sometimes that the Patreon is like, oh, it's just a bit of extra money so that we can buy things
for
ourselves.
We really spend it all.
It literally... It gets spent on everything. It gets spent on making the podcast better. So everybody who's a member, thank you so much. And if you're thinking about becoming a member, we could really use you out.
And there's a new special.
Oh, there's a new special.
New special, world records. We looked around at the fine athletic specimen in this studio and thought, we've got to be the best in the world at something.
And it turns out we are.
Yeah, sort of. Have a little watch of the special. Find out on there. It's fucking fun, that one. It was a right good laugh. So the world record special is available now. We have merch for sale on our website as well. I forget about that every week. But the main thing, patreon.com/deadmentalkpod. Also, buy your tickets for Dead Meat. It's going to be the best comedy festival that has ever existed, bar none. I'm saying it now.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Edinburgh. Suck my dick.
Thanks for listening. And go fuck yourselves.
Why did you go Scottish then?
I don't know.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.